Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. I pray you and yours are well. Welcome to another broadcast. For the first 30 minutes, I have a very special guest on the phone, and there is a movie out 1 week from today. He is largely responsible for the movie. He's also a senior pastor locally here in Los Angeles and author of a book entitled Jesus Revolution. Greg Laurie, I'll say welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, even though this is the first time you've been on KABC with me. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Frank, good to be with you on this show, and thanks for inviting me on. We're very excited about this new film.
Well, we are too, and if you will, let's just jump right in. Talk about the new film, Jesus Revolution.
Well, Frank, I would say this is not like any so-called Christian film a person has ever seen. It's realistic. It's a true story of my life as a young man and my search for meaning and purpose, how I got strung out on drugs and was making a lot of bad decisions. I was conceived out of wedlock as a result of a one-night stand my mom had. She was an alcoholic. She was married and divorced 7 times. And so I had to grow up fast as a kid. And in many ways, I was like the parent in the relationship. So it sent me on a search, Frank, really early in life. I mean, where most kids were just having fun, I'm like, what is the meaning of life? Like, life has to get better than this because my life sucks so badly. Mm. So I was searching, and I made some bad decisions. I went some wrong directions. I got caught up in the whole drug culture of the late 60s. And I was at my high school campus, and there was like this spiritual awakening happening. And these people were walking around carrying Bibles, talking about Jesus. And I thought, these kids are nuts. Why would anybody talk about Jesus and have a Bible publicly? But one day I was walking across my high school campus at lunchtime, and a group of these Christians were sitting on the front lawn singing songs about, you know, God. And I thought, well, this is so sad. So I sat down really to judge them, to find out what I didn't like about them. But as I watched them, I thought, wow, they do seem happy, though. I have to admit that. But I thought, there's no way I could ever get into this. And then I thought, what if it's all true? I quickly dismissed the thought. There's no way it could be true. And then a guy got up to speak that was at that Bible study. His name was Lonnie Frisbee. He was a visiting evangelist from Calvary Chapel, a church not far away. And he was a hippie. He had his hair parted down the middle, a long beard. He looked like Jesus. So this guy that looks like Jesus stands up and starts speaking. I'm sort of like, whoa, what is this all about? And I don't remember most of what he said, but when he said, Jesus said, you're either for me or against me, I looked around at those Christians, or Jesus freaks, as we called them, and I thought, well, I'm not one of them. Does that mean I'm against Jesus? I always believed Jesus was out there somewhere, but I never knew I could have some kind of relationship with him. And then he said, if you want to give your life to Christ, get up and walk forward. I thought, there's no way I would do that ever. And next thing I knew, I was up there praying. And that was the day that Christ came into my life. So that story is in this film. It's also a love story of how I meet my wife, Kathy. It's a story of Chuck Smith, played by Kelsey Grammer, who does a brilliant job in this role.
He sure does.
And Lonnie Frisbee, played by Jonathan Rumi, who, if people have seen that series called The Chosen, about the life of Christ, he plays Jesus. He's amazing in the role of Lonnie. And then a young man named Joel Courtney plays a young Greg Laurie, that's me. And then a powerful actress named Anna Grace Barlow plays a very young Kathy. And it's a love story. It's a story of a generation searching. It's a story of hope. And let me make clear, this is not like you're going to a movie theater to hear a sermon. It's a beautiful film. It's a beautiful work of art. You're going to laugh out loud. You're going to shed a few tears. I think you're going to be moved very deeply by it. I think it's sort of the grittiest Christian film that I've ever seen made. And also at the same time, it's infused with hope and love and Jesus.
Amen. The movie is called Jesus Revolution. The website, jesusrevolution.movie. It is released nationwide 1 week from today, Friday, February the 24th.
Yeah, that's right.
Greg.
And Frank, there's a just quick note. There's a pre-release. You get a sneak peek at it on February 22nd. That's Wednesday. And that's a very special night. Do you want to see it before everybody else sees it? Yes.
Yeah.
Both days.
My wife, Erin, and I have tickets already to the Wednesday night showing.
Nice.
I was grateful and blessed enough to see it 2 weeks ago at your house at Harvest Orange County. And I will reiterate much of what you said. Anybody listening, when you hear, you may not be a believer, you hear Jesus Revolution, you're like, I don't want to be proselytized. I don't want to be preached at. It's not what this movie is at all. And by the way, I love the rock and roll soundtrack as well. You really, you and the Irwin brothers really captured a time in the late 60s. And the question would be now, talk about kind of the correlation between then and now. There's a lot going on in our world and country today that's a little bit reminiscent of the late 60s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so the late 60s, it's like riots in the streets, huge racial tension, political unrest, drug epidemic, all kinds of sexual experimentation, and a whole generation starting to unravel. You know, the 60s started with kind of a bang, you know, the psychedelic colors and all the great music. A lot of great music came from the 60s, you know, everyone knows that. But then it's like all the psychedelic colors faded to black and white, and the dream turned into a nightmare. And like all these rock icons that we looked up to, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, they're all dying of drug overdoses, all ironically at the age of 27. And it's like, so this generation is realizing these things we're into are not where the answer is. And so while we're talking about a revolution back in those days, people are saying we need a political revolution. What happened was God sent a Jesus revolution. And, you look at the drug problems of today, you look at fentanyl, you look at the lives being lost to drugs all the time. You look at how a CDC report just came out recently. It talked about how despondent young people are right now, especially young girls, and how so many of them contemplate suicide. And here they have so much, you know, all the technology, all the great things we have, all the entertainment, and there's this emptiness. And so here's a film that I think will feel very current when you watch it. And listen, go watch a trailer. Just Google Jesus Revolution on YouTube. The trailer has been viewed like 24 million times, literally. So watch the trailer, and you ask yourself the question, hey, would this be a good film for me to see? And the answer is yes, because you're going to find hope and you're going to be moved by this film. And I just hope you go see it for yourself.
That's right. Greg Laurie is my guest. Greg, we have a couple of minutes to break. One question regarding you, and then our second segment, I want to talk all about the movie Jesus Revolution.
Sure.
KABC is a secular radio station. It's not a Christian station. There are probably a lot of people tuning in that may know of you, or there are some that have never heard of you before, but yet the way you talk, I think there is this perception that Christians, let alone a pastor, don't talk in relatable ways. And they may be thinking, this man speaking as a pastor? And yet your story is on the big screen, from going from a troubled youth searching to now, you know, leading the Harvest Crusades, which are the largest evangelistic outreach in the United States. And talk more about your life going from then until now, and maybe what it's like for you to just see the movie Jesus Revolution on the big screen. I can't even imagine what that may be like for you.
Well, Frank, you know, I was just a lost boy. I mean, I was raised in this crazy home, and it sent me on a search, as I already mentioned. I found what I was looking for in this relationship with Jesus Christ. And, you know, I've never wanted to be a religious person. I'm really not interested in religion per se. People say, what are you talking about? Christianity is a religion, isn't it? Well, yes, in a technical sense it is. But really what it is, when you boil it down, is a relationship with God. And that is what I did long for, to know the God who made me, to come into a relationship with him. So that was a long time ago. I became a believer. And today I still want to tell people about the fact that there's a God in heaven who loves them and has a plan for their life, because so many people are so despondent. They think their life doesn't matter. They think of taking their own life or wasting their life. And what I'm saying to you is your life has purpose, your life has meaning, you're loved, you're needed, you're wanted, and most of all, you're loved by God. And so I want to tell as many people about that as possible. And I think the great thing is this film is it tells my story personally. So, but I think it's a lot of people's story. It's not just happened to me. It's what happened to a generation. And it's what can happen again, because God is still in the life-changing business and he can still transform people. And so I think that people who have never even thought about Jesus Christ, I just hope they would give this a watch. Like, I'm going to go see this and check it out and see for yourself and think for yourself. Far too often we let culture, you know, give us the cues. This is what you believe now. This is what you see now. Think for yourself and watch it for yourself. And I believe God can change your life for the better.
Yeah. Amen. The movie is entitled Jesus Revolution. It is out nationwide 1 week from today on the 24th. Special screening across the country as well, Wednesday night on the 22nd. JesusRevolution.movie is a very resourceful website. It's in part based on the true story of my guest, Pastor Greg Laurie, who, by the way, if you want to find out more about Greg, harvest.org is the website to Harvest Christian Fellowship in Harvest Orange County. And Greg is an evangelist, among many other things as well, and happens to love the Beatles like I do.
Yes.
We're going to continue and talk a bit more about a wonderful movie out shortly called Jesus Revolution with my guest, Greg Laurie. And that is next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. My guest is Greg Laurie. There is a movie out 1 week from today entitled Jesus Revolution. It is a true story, in part based on Greg's life and many others, the literal Jesus Revolution that happened in the late 60s. Greg, I saw the movie a couple of weeks ago, and I just want to try to convey to the audience and anything you want to add to it. One of the many things that struck me about the movie, I kept telling myself, because I got drawn in immediately, it's very well done, great music, great acting, cinematography. I kept telling myself, and this is a true story. It's not just some wonderful movie put together with all the accoutrements of what makes a cinematic experience. This is literally a true story from the 60s. If you will, something that comes to mind, anything in particular about the process of making a movie and then seeing it on the big screen, and it's all there for anyone to see. They just have to be willing to go and watch the movie.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, movies, I love movies personally, and I love stories, and I love true stories especially. And this is a true story of a generation, but it's also a true story of a young man named Greg, who is me. And I didn't choose to make this movie about myself. This was the idea of John Irwin, the director, and I think he just saw through my life and my wife's life, where young people, as sort of portals as a way to tell a bigger story of a whole generation of young people who are searching for God. So, you know, I searched in all the wrong places, and I didn't know where to turn. And for me, it almost became like a process of elimination. Okay, the answers are not here and they're not there. Where are they? And I never even thought to look up. I never even thought about God. I thought it was a drug. I thought it was an experience. I thought it was something else. But having sampled some of those things, I realized those were not the answer. Those were cheap substitutes. And I think there's a whole generation of young people like this today that they become so jaded because, you know, we didn't have social media back in our day. We didn't have everything at our fingertips. We didn't have all the tech and all the other things that we have in the world. But of course, all of this tech contributes to our anxiety and our depression and our emptiness. And so I think there are so many people today that are searching. But maybe they haven't come out and said, I'm searching, but they really are. And here's the thing. Look up. One night my wife was putting a puzzle together. She likes to put puzzles together. I have no idea why. I could care less about puzzles. But anyway, she had spent hours assembling this puzzle. And then she yells, I'm upstairs in my office. She goes, Greg, help me. I finished the puzzle, but I can't find the last piece. I'm missing one piece. So we go downstairs. I'm on my hands and knees looking. Finally, under the chair, he said, Kathy, I found the missing piece. And the puzzle was completed. Mm. I think that's like us with life. You know, we get all the things we think we should have. Okay, well, once I get my degree and I get out of college and now I get this job and now I get this promotion or I get married or I get this house or this happens or that happens and you check all these boxes and then you're done and you're saying, wait, I thought this was going to make me happy. There's a missing piece. And the thing is, God holds the missing piece. We need to look up. He says, you need a relationship with me. I love you. I have a plan for your life. I have a purpose for you. And it comes through a relationship with my son, Jesus Christ. So this film shows how my life was impacted, how others were impacted. And the cool thing I think that the viewer will feel, it's almost like you got into a DeLorean, Back to the Future reference, and went back in time. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of there, sort of seeing it through the eyes of a generation that were seeing it for the first time. It's funny how similar that time is to the time we're living in right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Greg Laurie is my guest. Again, the movie is Jesus Revolution. JesusRevolution.movie is the website. It is nationwide release next Friday.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that I can't shake. My father was in the movie industry and actually among the many 70s, 80s TV shows he did Frasier. So yeah. I got to know Kelsey Grammer a little bit back then. Kelsey Grammer is featured in this movie as Pastor Chuck Smith. And the one thing that I've seen, and you've posted it, he's been doing some television interviews, and when he talks about the movie, you can just see how he's moved to tears.
Yes. Yes. Well, Kelsey is a wonderful man. I've just gotten to know him. Very friendly, very accessible, very down to earth, very talented. And so I was sitting on the set one day in Alabama where we shot part of the film, the rest in California, and I said, Kelsey, tell me why you took this role. I mean, you're a very successful actor. You can pretty much do what you want. And yet you take this role of a struggling pastor in this movie. Why? And he said, well, Greg, I was sitting around with some friends. In his words, he said, we were meditating and praying. Mm. And I said, I want to do something that means something. I've had success. I've done well in my career. I want to do something that's meaningful. And he said, the next morning, the script came to me, and I said, this is it. And I said, well, Kelsey, I think that was an answered prayer. And he said, I believe it was. And so he was, he's done interviews. He was on with Jimmy Fallon the other night on The Tonight Show. Then he was with Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
And this was the most amazing interview of all in my mind. In fact, if you follow me on social media, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Just look me up, Greg Laurie, and I posted it, but he's on the show. And they're talking to him about Frasier because they're doing a reboot of Frasier, and he talked about that. Then they said, tell us about this Jesus Revolution movie. Kelsey starts choking up, and Ryan Seacrest doesn't know what to do. Like, what's happening? He just says, it's such a beautiful story. And he said, I watched it with my wife, Kate, and she said, it's the greatest thing you've ever done. And he just choked up. And he's talking about it because it moved him. It moved him. And I think it will move the person who watches the film as well.
Yeah, I concur 100%. Greg Laurie is my guest. Greg, maybe another question or two. Thank you for taking time out of your busy Friday evening. I know you've been promoting this movie a lot. You had the premiere Wednesday evening in Hollywood. I can ask you a whole array of questions, but instead of doing that, maybe something that's prominent on your mind or in your heart about what you want to convey to the listeners about this movie.
Well, I would say that we're living in a parallel time to when this film was the time it was depicting. And I've heard this story about a bunch of students at a college called Asbury College in Kentucky.
That's right.
Who are like praying. This has been going on for days now. It started as a little chapel service, then never ended. And there's like a live feed of it. So I've watched it. And they're like praying and worshiping and calling out to God and asking God to forgive them of their sins. And so Tucker Carlson interviewed one of the students, a student body president, and she said, it's like God is touching our generation. You know, this is ours. We're embracing that as our own. And I wonder, could this be another spiritual awakening? The young generation needs us so badly because of I mentioned the CDC report of about the despondency of youth today, especially young girls, mm-hmm. and the high suicide contemplation they have, how many of them think of taking their own lives. And I'm thinking, we got to help this generation. We can't lose them to fentanyl and to suicide and to despondency and hopelessness. And so this is a movie that tells a true story of a lost generation, not unlike the generation of today, a generation that found hope in a relationship with God. So I can speak now, with 2020 hindsight, it was 50 years ago for me. It changed the course of my life. And I believe it will change the course of people's lives. You know, Christ can break a cycle of addiction or sin or whatever is going on in your life. Look, if I follow the statistical pattern, I should have been married and divorced multiple times, and I should be an alcoholic now, because that was the home I came from. But I put my faith in Jesus, and my wife and I are getting ready to celebrate 50 years of marriage next year. And, God's been with us, and we've been able to help others and point them to Christ. And that's what this movie is about. But listen, you're going to be entertained by this film. You're going to laugh. You're going to enjoy it. But it also is a film that brims with hope. So you have a choice. You can go see Cocaine Bear or Jesus Revolution on February 24th. So I'd rather watch a movie about hope that changed people's lives than some bear hopped up on coke. Okay, so the choice is theirs, ours.
Oh, my goodness. Pastor Greg Laurie is my guest. Tuesday I hung out with Daryl Strawberry all day, and I don't know where we were, but I saw a promo for Cocaine Bear, and I'm like, what is this? It's a movie? A cocaine bear? This is,
I know,
somebody spent millions of dollars to put on the big screen?
Yes, they did. That's right.
Well, I will tell everybody listening, I have seen Jesus Revolution. As I said, my wonderful wife and I are going to go next Wednesday as well. You have a lot of opportunities to see this. This is a nationwide release on more than 2,000 screens officially 1 week from today, Friday the 24th. Special screenings in your area, in your community, Wednesday evening the 22nd. Go to JesusRevolution.movie for the information to get tickets. See the movie. You will be blown away. I have no doubt about it. Very last question, Greg.
Yes.
To make a movie is a major endeavor, and I know the Irwin brothers are really good at what they do. You wrote the book Jesus Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound like a redundant question, but I know there's something there. Are you pleased with the way the movie turned out, or are you even maybe more blown away than what you thought it would be?
Well, I didn't know what to expect. Mm. I did know that John Irwin was a really good filmmaker, so I trusted him with my story. And I'm blown away by the result because it is very accurate. It takes a few liberties, as all bios do, but the story is right. And it's powerful. And I almost, it's like, it is my story, but then I almost watch it objectively. Like, I'm watching somebody else's story too.
Yep.
And what really I love is when I watch how it impacts people when they watch it. And I see it through their eyes. Young people, older people, people in the middle. I mean, it's, really, there's something in this film for everyone. And so it's a love story. It's an inspirational story. It's a story of transformation. There's things in this movie I guarantee will surprise you. Yep. It takes some twists and turns in ways you would not expect at the midway point of the film. But, boy, it lands beautifully, and you're going to love this movie. Just go see it. Hey, if you don't believe me, Google it. Go to JesusRevolution.movie. There's a whole bunch of trailers to watch, or just Google Jesus Revolution. Watch a trailer or two. And you'll get a sense of what this movie looks like. And you'll realize this is a very high quality, beautifully produced film put up by Lionsgate, a major Hollywood film studio. They put their weight behind it. They believe in it. So I think people ought to go see it for themselves.
Yep. I could not agree more. Greg Laurie is the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, Harvest Orange County. He's also an evangelist, the Harvest Crusades. Harvest.org is the website to find out more about Pastor Greg and his church. And as we've talked about for the first 30 minutes, JesusRevolution.movie. It's out next week. See it. You will be blown away. Greg, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing what God's going to do with this movie. And you talk about and talked about the correlation between then and now. My goodness, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens when all is said and done.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on, Frank.
Anytime, Greg. God bless you. Thank you. Give Kathy my best.
God bless you.
All right.
I will. Bye now.
Bye-bye. JesusRevolution.movie, again, is the website. And as I sit here on the screen, there is a commercial out for it. My goodness. It's going to be fantastic. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. My thanks again to Greg Laurie. I have a thought or two, and we're going to open the phone lines and really get into the remaining 30 minutes of the hour. Before I get into my thought or two, I want to remind you that if you own a home, Park Place Funding and Mark Gallagher, a new sponsor of the broadcast, wants to help you. I mean, we hear about inflation every day and the market is kind of out of control. What do we do? Well, reverse mortgages may be just the way to go for you, especially if you're 62 or older. You can get money each month, tax-free cash, eliminate your mortgage payment in its entirety. But here's the truth of things. Mark Gallagher is a good friend of mine and believes in this so much, he wants to give out his personal cell phone number, and you can call him or text him for a free private consultation. No push, no agenda. He just wants to help you. His cell phone is 949-244-4433. 949-244-4433. If you own a home, maybe reverse mortgage is the answer for you. Call or text Mark. He will do whatever he can to help you. And I highly support so much of what he does at Park Place Funding. Similar to what Greg said, I love a good movie. And there was a time in my life around 2000, I was going to acting school. I did some movies, very interested in the process, was raised on movie sets as a young guy. And when I was going to acting school, I literally probably saw 40 or 50 movies in the year. I would go at least once or twice a month. Jesus Revolution is a phenomenal movie. Take out the theme for a moment, because I know so many of you listening right now, whenever I talk about Jesus on the air, I'll get an email or two like, oh, stop proselytizing. I'm not interested. Or when we talk about God, you know, I'm good with God. I don't need to hear about the gospel. So take that out of what I'm about to say for a moment. This is a phenomenal movie. It is a true story, and it's a piece of history. In the late 60s, there was a Jesus revolution in our country. Greg also made mention of what's going on right now at Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky. I think this has been going on for 8 or 9 days. Virtually nonstop worship. It just broke out. It's crazy. You can go online and there's a couple of live feeds. Then and now, the correlation, the comparison are almost undeniable. I was raised in the late 60s. We had a lot of upheaval. We had an unpopular war. Our generation was angry and looked to drugs and love and hate Asbury up in San Francisco and music and the whole thing, and it exploded. I don't want to give the story away if you don't know the history. It exploded when two entities met. A pastor and a hippie. That's all I'll say. The movie is scored in a way in which I literally, when I saw it, I could not stop crying. I think I may have told Greg, I couldn't stop crying. I don't know why. It touched me so deeply. That's why I'm looking forward to going back next Wednesday and seeing it with my wife. JesusRevolution.movie. You will not believe what you're going to see. And I hope and pray you go. Wilmore, Kentucky. Never heard of it in my life. It's a small little town. Asbury University is there, small private university. I saw this written up, I think it was on maybe Instagram, maybe Facebook, maybe Twitter. I don't know, but let me read it to you. It appears that a revival is breaking out at Asbury Seminary in Kentucky, just as it did during the Jesus movement. It has been characterized by a strong awareness of the tangible and real presence of God, repentance, and prayer. And the revival is being characterized as multi-generational. It began with the students, but has spread to all ages, with old and young, parents and youth coming together to seek the Lord. The meetings have continued nonstop since February the 8th and began with the simple teaching of God's word from Romans 12:9. In the words of one attendee, when the word of God is taught, we must respond, and it brings revival. And then I loved what this person named Holland wrote. Strangely, what is missing is killer worship bands with amazing arrangements of songs, worship leaders in skinny jeans, and rock star haircuts. Instead, what is broken out is the simple heart cry of people who simply want Jesus. When I decided to begin this program, I had no idea what was going to happen. I've been here about 7+ months. I often, week in and week out, stress this is a secular radio station. This is not a Christian radio program, although inevitably in the course of my 2-hour program, I will talk about God and Jesus because of what happened in my life. Greg talked about what happened in his life. Although I was not a young man when, in a sense, God reached out to me, I was 54. And an undeniable experience with who I believe is God. And I gave up. I was a New Age guru, a New Age teacher. I gave it all up. I said, I'm all in for Jesus. I never opened a Bible. And when I do this program, I want you, ultimately, at the core of who I am, I want you to discover the plan and purpose that God has in your life, if you've not already had that. And for me, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. But I lament, and sometimes I drive home long distance, back and forth to the station. I lament on the drive home just thinking about, I wish I would have said this, or I wish I would have connected with that caller, or I wish I would have maybe articulated something a little more pristine and in a succinct manner where I could have a sense of peace that I really communicated just the importance and the necessity of living this life and having, like Greg said, a relationship with God. For me, there is no other answer. How I went through my life up into 54, when I was 54 and I gave my life to God, how I survived that is beyond me. It's only of God. I should have been dead a number of times with the things I was doing. Drug use, riding a motorcycle 130 miles an hour in the middle of the night, just doing every possible thing a young, angry guy could do. 1984, I have a major motorcycle crash, rear-ended by somebody doing 110 miles an hour. I'm here to talk about it. And I didn't give my life to Christ in 1984. For another 25 years, I just said, no, I'm not interested. And then in 2009, it was undeniable. Time to say no more. Time to say, I can't do this life without a relationship with God. So that's my heart on this program. We'll talk about issues in the news. We'll talk about relationships, but ultimately that's the bottom line why I decided to start this radio program again after doing radio for 35 years. And that's my same heart for inviting you to see Jesus Revolution next week. You will be changed forever. JesusRevolution.movie is the website. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to a brand new sponsor, Berglund & Johnson Law Group. Dan Johnson is a good friend of mine. And, well, Berglund & Johnson has been around for more than 40 years. If you've had a motorcycle accident, trucks, autos, if you've been seriously injured, Berglund & Johnson, they will do everything they can to give you an open, honest opinion with a free evaluation. Just call them. It costs you nothing. Find out if they can help you. And you don't pay anything unless you actually win your case. Their phone number is very easy to remember. It's 1-800, the number 4, and then if hurt. 1-800, the number 4, and the words if hurt. 800-4-IF-HURT. The Berglund & Johnson Law Group. Call them. They will help you. More of the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, this is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. The phone numbers to call in the broadcast are 800-222-KABC. Next hour, I hope to take a number of phone calls. I've not really asked you to call in. If you're new to the program, no specific topic. You can call in and share anything. Ask questions, maybe even take me to task about something you've heard in past programs. The lost art of disagreement is just that, where we can respectfully disagree about something and have a conversation about it. Can you imagine that? Versus cancel culture, or I'm so offended, just want to shut you down. Not here. 800-222-5222 are the phone numbers. I had a very good friend in town this week, and he had an injury to his finger, where it wasn't released. I think they call it claw or something. Anyway, I don't need to name drop. He's a former Major League Baseball player. And so I took him to my friends at RejuvaU to get a PRP treatment. PRP is platelet-rich plasma, where they draw blood out of your body, they spin it in a centrifuge, and then they inject back certain proteins in your body that promote healing. And they did that into his finger. They excel at things like regenerative and rejuvenation procedures. Everyone can benefit by basic aches and pains. RejuvaU is a phenomenal place. They're in Pasadena. John and Floyd Shea are the founders. And they also do, you know, the usual stuff, aesthetics, face. They do it all there. RejuvaU.com is the website. Just like it sounds, RejuvaU.com. Or you can call to make an appointment, 626-551-4800. 626-551-4800. You can benefit. Everyone can benefit from rejuvenation procedures or regenerative medicine. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be in pain. Call them. 626-551-4800. What I'm about to read to you is a true story. I had to check to see if there was a satirical website I didn't know about that reported the story, but headline, North Dakota State House declares people superior to animals and inanimate objects. Listen to this. The North Dakota House of Representatives passed a personhood bill declaring humans superior to animals, environmental elements, artificial intelligence, inanimate objects, corporations, or government entities. The measure, HB 1361, passed a vote of 87-7. And I'm thinking, who are the seven people that somehow think that inanimate objects are just as important as people? The bill was sponsored by a guy named Cole Christensen. Here's his quote. The people on the committee were like, is this really necessary? Unfortunately, it is. End quote. Christensen said he shared the idea with other lawmakers that some of the news he has seen out of the World Economic Forum, we've talked about it, and other places, indicating things like the idea of granting non-humans the status of persons is actually being increasingly promoted or implemented. What? For example, in 2021, the Magpie River in Quebec, known by the indigenous Innu Nation, became the first river in Canada to be granted personhood rights. The Innu Council declared the river a legal person. The move assigned the river 9 rights, including the right to flow and to maintain its biodiversity. It gets a little more strange. Listen to this. The Global Alliance for the Rights of Nature, acronym is GARN, aims to create legal systems that stop treating nature as property under the law and recognize, respect, and enforce the rights of nature, says its website, where it keeps a list of, quote, movement milestones, end quote, in an annual timeline. An essential step in achieving this is to create systems of jurisprudence and sees and treats nature as a fundamental right-bearing entity and not as mere property to be exploited. In 2018, Crestone, Colorado, became one of the first cities in the United States to legally acknowledge what are called the rights of nature, with the adoption of its Rights of Nature Resolution. What is that? It states that nature, natural ecosystems, communities, and all species possess intrinsic and inalienable rights which must be effectuated to protect life on Earth. The North Dakota bill affirms that, quote, an individual's rights are superior and not equal to environmental elements, artificial intelligence, animals, inanimate objects, corporations, or government entities. Environmental elements, artificial intelligence, animals, inanimate objects may not be granted personhood in the state or any right personhood entails, end quote. It's easy to find examples of human rights being assigned to non-humans in the United States and all around the world. It's just kind of crazy. And kind of a tag story that we'll get into next hour. There are reports about artificial intelligence making the rounds. What's going on? Some dangers of it. How we're being bombarded with technology and being told this is the best thing that can happen. We live in a day and age where a river now has rights as a person, and there are some that are falling all over themselves to push artificial intelligence. You may have actually had an interaction with an AI and not even know it. Go online to your bank, and then there's that little, hey, may I help you? I'm Bobo or whoever I am. That's artificial intelligence. That's not a person. You probably think, well, of course it's not a person. But then it gets deeper, all the things that it does. We'll get into that story next hour, as well as I would love to hear from you. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Before we break, I want to remind you also, 1 week from tomorrow, we have a men's event in Los Angeles. If you've not heard about this, I have a men's ministry. We have a gathering in L.A. at 9 a.m. If you go to franksontag.com, it is a free event. And for the first time ever, we are going to live stream the event. I've had so many women over the years contact me. Hey, would you do a women's gathering? Or could you do something where we can meet the men? Or can we just sit in the back and watch? That'd be no, no, and no. But now, you can go online and register to watch the live stream as well, whether you're a man or a woman. And we do subscribe to two genders, male or female. FrankSontag.com is the website. And I am, on a serious note, I have a great deal of concern that we live in a day and age when and where men are under attack, they're frustrated, they are tired, and yet when it comes to an event like this, by which we will challenge you, yes, but you'll be encouraged, you'll hear inspirational speakers, it's a free event, and yet so many guys like, I don't know if I want to drive. Man, oh man, if you spend a few hours at an event, your life will change forever. Why would you not invest the time? So my heart, my prayer is that many men will come to our gathering next Sunday morning. Go to franksontag.com for all of the information. Hour number two is next, a little anarchy American style. We'll talk about AI and also a little bit more about the World Economic Forum and your phone calls, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC.